environmental and nutritional medicine, which is pretty much more a preventative approach. And that was for me the missing gap, really. So I think in order to live a healthy life and not only extend our lifespan, we really need to start taking on responsibility and starting really, really early and trying to prevent the development of disease in the first place.
Mm. Now, you mentioned it's a preventative thing. Now, that's not what we commonly know with doctors, because doctors tend to give you a pill. They, you know, antibiotics or whatever, and because the drug companies, that's what makes the world go round and the medical world go round. Let's not, you know, have any illusions about that. But you're sort of bucking that system.
Yes, that's right. And I do believe that there is a big movement and a huge body of evidence supporting that idea.
Mm. Okay, so how do we have a good gut and how do we have a good brain?
It's probably really difficult to sum it up like in a couple of sentences.
We'll use maybe 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 sentences.
You all right.
Go for your life.
Okay, so I think the most important thing to start with is looking at what we should not put into our body. I think with that approach, we are already halfway there. So basically, if you go food shopping, you should not buy anything where you don't clearly see what it is. So basically, if you go to your fruit and veg department, you know exactly you're buying a broccoli or you're buying zucchini or you're buying tomatoes. Be very, very, very careful when you buy packaged food. Don't trust anything that is written on the outside, but you need to learn to read the ingredients list. So basically, the less ingredients, the better. Buy fresh food. For most people, it is a good idea to include a little bit of fermented food every day in order to keep your gut bacteria
happy. Did you say fermented?
Fermented food, yes.
Fermented. Give us an example
yes.
of that.
So, for example, really popular is a drink which is called kombucha, which is a fermented tea. Yogurt is a fermented food, but again, you need to be careful. If you buy any flavored or sweetened yogurt, you probably don't have a good health benefit overall.
Well, that's full of sugar for a start.
Yes.
Absolutely. What do you think of Australia's labelling laws? Because if you go into supermarkets, you kind of check the packet, but the companies are very shrewd. They use particular words or different colourings or this or, you know, it's full of natural ingredients. But if you look a bit closer, it's full of rubbish and full of sugar.
Yes, that's right. So I think what we need to learn is, as a consumer, that we cannot rely on regulation that the industry puts upon itself, but we need to learn to make our own judgments. And in order to be able to do that, we just all need to go back to school a little bit and really learn the basics and trust our own knowledge and don't be perceived.
Just before we wrap this up, and we want to mention too that you're giving a talk on Saturday,
yes,
aren't
that's
you?
Right.
We'll tell everybody about that. Mm-hmm. But okay, let's get the breakfast underway. What would be, and I know there's a lot of variations of this, but give us a sort of an example of a breakfast you would have.
Okay, so what I normally have is I have organic chia seeds and I soak
chia seeds.
You can get them in the supermarket these days.
Yes.
I soak them in some almond milk and then I often put a little bit whatever seeds or organic oats I have with it, and then I top it up with some fresh berries or some fruit that comes out of my garden.
Beautiful. Typical lunch you might have.
Typical lunch I might have that varies a little bit. Sometimes I have 2 slices of a homemade bread, and I really need to emphasize I would not eat any bread that I buy from the supermarket, because there are lots of ingredients in there. And I'm sure that most listeners agree that they don't feel well, you know, eating too much conventional bread.
But if you've got a good bakehouse who use natural products, it is terrific. What about dinner? What's a typical dinner?
Dinner is a lot of steamed veggies, salad, and then a little bit of a
fish.
With fish, I really, really am a little bit ambiguous.
Ooh,
I know,
okay.
Fish has got lots of good omega-3 fatty acids, so we should eat it. However, the Australian government even has acknowledged that we need to be a little bit careful with the reef fish because of the pesticides and the heavy metals that are in there.
Okay.
So there are standards which you can look up, which tells you how frequent you may or may not consume reef fish.
Okay. All right. Well, look, it sounds wonderful. The message is clear, and that is take care of your body. But we can have treats from time to time.
Absolutely.
You know, life is short, and sometimes it's nice to have a treat.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
If you look after your shopping list, you know, most days, then there's nothing wrong with having a treat. But I also must say that healthy food does not need to not taste well. So
exactly.
I personally really, really enjoy, you know, eating a healthy dinner.
Good on you. All right, well, let's talk about, as we wrap this up, your talk. That is at the CWA Mossman at 12:30 p.m. 12:30 at night.
Yes.
That's not at midnight.
No, no.
That's just after the
Saturday market.
Saturday market's
yep.
closed. That's at the CWA there. Now, you'll be giving a session called Gut Brain Air Pollution.
Yep.
And we didn't get onto air pollution, but air pollution is another thing.
It's a big problem, and not only in the big cities but in the countryside as well. And we know a lot about how air pollution is affecting our brain health. It also has a direct effect on our gut health. So there's more and more emerging evidence that all these different factors are actually linked together.
Mm.
So we really need to have a broad approach to our health and really learn to connect the dots.
Fantastic. All right. Now, if they go to that website of yours, it's Dr. Alex, alex.com.au?
Yes and no. I probably rather, so that is a website of mine, but that is just under development.
Oh, sure. Which one would you like them to go to?
So I have put a lot of information about health concerns in our society on a different website, and that is www.douglaswonders.com.
So that's Douglas Wonders, that's easy to remember, .com.
Yes.
Fantastic. And you have a regular column in the Tropic magazine,
yep.
which is a bi-monthly magazine in Cairns.
Yep.
We know the guys who turned that one out. It's a great little publication.
I think so.
So just repeating that website again, and don't forget that Dr. Alex will be at the CWA on Saturday at 12:30 doing this gut brain air pollution talk. If you're interested in it, go along, support it. It is terrific. And go to her DouglasWonders.com webpage. Fantastic. Alex, thanks for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Paul.